Shabbat Shalom and Hag Sameach, brethren. Today is Saturday, the 23rd of April, 2022, and it's the 22nd day of the Hebrew month called Nisan. So today and yesterday, we are celebrating the great victory over the Egyptians and Satan himself, because Satan works through people. And Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, during this season fought the good fight for us. He fought a great fight and overcame the devil on our behalf. And since then, when we accept his salvation, we accept his testimony, and we become overcomers of the devil. Over the devil. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. The word of Yahweh says that when we accept Yahushua as our personal Lord and Savior, we become more than conquerors with Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So the great eighth day, which is today, Shemini, speaks of new beginnings, as we have learned. It speaks, and the main theme verses that we have read are Isaiah 43, I will do a new thing, behold, I will do a new thing, forget the former things. We have also read Exodus chapter 14, which says that Yahweh tells us that the Egyptians you see today, you shall see no more forever. Hallelujah. And when you read the legends of the Jews, you see that Moshe repeats that statement three times. It says, the Egyptians you see today, you will see no more forevermore. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. We have also read John 20. We have also read John chapter 20, verse 15 to 23, which talk about the peace of the Most High God. We talk about shalom. We see Yahushua HaMashiach repeatedly saying shalom aleichem, which means peace to you. Peace be unto you. Hallelujah. So in this audio, I just remembered to highlight the fact that yesterday, Friday, the 22nd of April, was International Mother Earth Day. That's what they call it, the Roman Catholics. Remember that the Roman and the Vatican is ESO, the ESO of this generation, of this world, that is heavily persecuting the Israelites and anybody that wants to practice what God, what Yahweh has ordained from the beginning of time. So Rome created a day called International Mother Earth Day, and they specifically and strategically positioned that day to be within the season of Easter, Evo Easter or Ishtar. Remember, Ishtar is the fake queen of heaven, an evil goddess called Ashtoreth, and various other names like Semiramis, Diana, Isis, and is worshipped by the pagans as the moon goddess. So during this season, the moon goddess is being worshipped, is being honored, as well as the sun god. And they decided to set up the Mother Earth Day within the season of the Easter celebrations to tie the whole thing together for them. So every year they honor this day by doing various things that honor the earth. They call earth mother, which is despicable, because the earth is not our mother. The earth has never been our mother, and the earth will never be our mother. So it is very disrespectful to the Creator, who has written throughout the Holy Biblical Scriptures that He is our Father, He is our Mother, and then Yahushua is our brother, to call the earth a mere form of creation like us. It's very disrespectful to call the earth our mother. The earth is not our mother. Nature is not our mother. It is also disrespectful to say Mother Nature. There is no such thing as Mother Nature or Mother Earth. Nature and Earth are not our mothers. They have never created us. They never molded us with their hands. We are not made in their image. Yes, they are there to cooperate with us in certain aspects, but it doesn't mean that they are our mother. Yes, the earth produces food that we eat, but unless Yahweh blesses the earth to produce food for us, we cannot eat. Because this was made clear in the book of Genesis that when Adam sinned, the earth was cursed. And as a result, it became very difficult for Adam to be able to eat from the ground. It had to take Noah to be born for the earth to become fertile again, for us to be able to sow seeds and enjoy the harvest that comes from the seeds that are sown. So, brethren, this is to highlight the fact that we are not supposed to observe International Mother Day. It's a pagan day and therefore unholy. It's a pagan festival observance and therefore unholy unto Yahweh. International Mother Earth Day is an honor to the goddess Ishtar, who is also known as Ashtoreth, also known as Astarte, also known as Semiramis, also known as Isis, also known as Diana, also known as the fake queen of heaven, and various other names that they've given that demon worldwide. The other thing to point out is that it's very interesting that during the season of Lent and leading up to the season of Easter or Ishtar, you know, the season of celebrating sex and fertility, that the Muslims who are the Ishmaelites, they start their evil fasting, their satanic or demonic fasting in honor of that goddess Ishtar, because that's who they worship in actual fact. While Esau focuses on the sun god, Ishmael focuses on the moon goddess. So they begin their evil fasting during this season, and then they end up, and interestingly, this year they celebrated their Eid festival yesterday, Friday the 22nd of April 2022. They call it Eid Mubarak, something like that. I don't understand what they do, but for some reason, every year around this time, they always observe a certain fast kind of fasting, and then they break that fasting around the time of Easter. So it all ties together. It's all beginning to make so much sense. What Yahweh is revealing to us in relation to the sun worship and moon worship. Yahweh warned us in Deuteronomy chapter 12 not to seek to know how they worship their gods, how the people of the land worship their gods, so that we can try to copy. He says we shouldn't even try to worship him in the ways in which the pagans worship their gods, because it is abomination to him. They are so evil to the extent that they do human sacrifices. So yesterday, as people are celebrating International Mother Earth Day as innocently, there are various human beings worldwide who are being sacrificed to the devil in honor of that day. And these pagans, Yahweh detests the fact that they put children and other human beings through fire as an honor to their God. The same thing happened last Sunday, Easter. Various people found themselves giving honor to that goddess by offering human beings, by putting them through fire, and thereby sacrificing them to Molech, Baal, the sun god. So, the devil knows that God, the creator of heaven and earth, is both male and female. And so he too created his own versions of male and female who are to be worshipped by the pagans. So that's why the sun worship and the moon worship always go together somehow, even though one tends to be rated more highly than the other at particular seasons of the year. So that's what I wanted to share today, brethren, for your own awareness that much as we are celebrating these 2 days as holy to the Most High Yah, the pagans are doing their own thing as well. It so happens that the pagan observances have fallen on this Friday, on the Friday as well. And Friday is the sixth day of the week. So, you know, they tend to capitalize on that and do much evil to us, to human beings. So I'm bringing this audio to an end, brethren. I'm going to stop here for now. I've been wanting to highlight this issue for a few days, but I keep forgetting. But finally, it has crossed my mind, and I'm able to explain a bit more about it. But if anything else comes up in relation to this, I will share more. But it's very important to understand Esau and Ishmael and the evil role they are playing in this evil world of Esau. So the first world, which is this, you know, running from Adam all the way to the end of the Great Tribulation, belongs to Esau, whereas the next world belongs to Jacob, Israel. And this world of Esau is full of sin because Esau is the serpent's seed, whereas the next world, there's no evil, there's no sin, because Jacob and Israel are holy unto Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's continue to pray for new beginnings in this season, on this great high Sabbath, this Shemini Shel Pesach, the eighth day after the Passover festival. Let us continue to look up to Yah for miracles, because we are still in the season of miracles. Remain blessed, brethren, in Yahushua. If I'm privileged, I'll do more audios on various other things as led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom and Chag Sameach.